Now, Auckland Council's launching a new campaign to drive down dog attacks, and there's a lot of them. Would you, if I said how many dog attacks do you reckon there are each year, would you have said 27,000? Well, that's the number, which is just under 3,000 of those, by the way, involving kids under 14. So you're talking 73 every day, for goodness sake. Ellie Waitoa is Auckland Council's Animal Management Manager and is with us. Very good morning to you.
Morning.
That 27,000, is that up or down or sort of static?
It's 2,700.
Oh, thank God for that. There was one too many zeros in there.
Oh, right. No, apologies for that.
That'll be my fault, not yours. Don't apologise. I apologise to you. But 2,700 puts a whole new complexion on it. So is that the end of the world?
It's a lot of dog attacks. You know, and that's just in Auckland alone. It has been increasing over the past few years. We saw a 28% increase in the previous year.
Yeah.
So it is definitely very concerning.
And what is it? Is that behavioural in the increase, or is that just more dogs?
It's behavioural. So we have around 5 to 6% increase in dog population each year, which is obviously it doesn't compare with the 28% increase in dog attacks.
No. So what's going wrong? Owners or dogs? Let's have that old debate, shall we?
It's always the owners. So Aucklanders, we just need to step up, take responsibility and make sure that dogs are controlled and contained at all times.
Is there any reason to believe it would be any different anywhere in the country?
From what I understand, there have been increases nationwide.
Mm.
But obviously, with Auckland, we've got such a big dog population and human population that it's probably more notable.
What is it about us? Because you go to places like New York or certainly parts of Europe where the dog culture is ingrained and you take a dog everywhere, buses, shops, and you just don't seem to have the same sort of problem we do.
Yeah, to be fair, Mike, I'm not well versed on what's happening over in New York, but certainly in New Zealand, from our experience, it's just, again, it comes down to irresponsible dog owners and just being too complacent.
Does anything ever happen to them?
To the dogs?
No, to the owners.
To the owners, yes. So we our officers investigate every attack that is reported through to us. And depending on the severity, it can end up with an infringement, a dog being classified menacing, which means that it needs to be muzzled in public, right up to prosecution. And we group prosecuted around 120 cases last year.
Right. And does that get followed up when you go and see an owner and go, look, you know, get the dog muzzled? Are they the sort of person who goes, certainly I can't apologise enough, or are they the sort of person who would tell you to go get lost?
It ranges. It really ranges. And that's the disappointing thing is some people, they you know, will put their dog into hiding. They're uncooperative right from the start. They victim blame. And then there's other owners who are genuinely remorseful and really didn't want it to happen and won't let it happen in the future.
So do people follow the rules here? I've got a moderate amount of experience on a beach. And the number of dogs that roam free on a beach is ridiculous. And they all say the same thing. They go, oh, Brian, stop it, Brian. Get down, Brian. And it's always, every time you go out there, that's all that happens.
Yeah, and again, that comes down to complacency. Like my dog would never, bite a child, never bite an adult, never kill somebody's cat. But the reality is that they do. So similar to, you know, people just feeling that their dog is holier than thou, I guess, on the beach. It's the same thing around children. They become complacent. Children get bitten. People get bitten. People's pets get attacked and killed.
Well, I wish you the best with the campaign. Hope it works, Ellie. And we'll talk next year and see if those numbers have come down. Ellie Waitoa, Auckland Council Manager's Animal Management.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.